The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. One of the first poets whose work spoke to me was Emily Dickinson. When I was in the fifth grade, I read her poem, "I'm Nobody, Who Are You?" in a class textbook. The first stanza of that poem reads, "I'm nobody. Who are you? Are you nobody too? Then there's a pair of us. Don't tell. They'd banish us, you know." And I couldn't help it. I felt singled out, spoken to, understood. That poem gave me cause to feel that anonymity or nobodiness was valuable. By this reasoning, I wasn't just a 10-year-old who hadn't yet been anywhere or done anything. I was a person flying under the radar, someone with the freedom to do or feel or think anything at all without fear of being scrutinized or judged. This new perspective felt exciting. To this day, I feel grateful for the affirmation of Dickinson's poem, and for its reminder that sometimes my best self is the one I keep to myself. But as freeing as it is, I don't believe Dickinson's nobodiness is quite enough, at least not for me. I also sometimes crave the community of others who view me not just as somebody, but somebody worth loving and listening to and looking out for. Maybe what I'm saying is, if you don't know that you matter to someone, then being left alone can sometimes feel like abandonment or alienation or invisibility. And I'll take that a step farther. If you know that you don't matter to someone, that the fact of your life doesn't automatically conjure up a sense of compassion and regard in others, then being left alone can feel a lot like disregard, which is demoralizing, and in the worst of cases, lethal. That's why today's poem, "Consider Me," by Harlem Renaissance poet Langston Hughes, strikes me as so important. Written in the voice of a young Black man, and at a time when colored was still an acceptable term, the poem invites the reader to see its speaker as a citizen of a community that encompasses all of humanity. He stands asking you to pay attention, saying, "I'm here. I matter. Just like you." "Consider Me," by Langston Hughes. Consider me, a colored boy, once 16, once 5, once 3, once nobody, now me. Before me, Papa, Mama, Grandpa, Grandma, so on back to original Pa. A capital letter there, he being mystery. Consider me, colored boy, downtown at 8, sometimes working late, overtime pay to sport away or save or give my sugar for the things she needs. My sugar. Consider her who works too, has to. One don't make enough for all the stuff it takes to live. Forgive me what I lack, black, caught in a crack that splits the world in two from China by way of Arkansas to Lenox Avenue. Consider me. On Friday, the eagle flies. Saturday, laughter, a bar, a bed. Sunday prayers syncopate glory. Monday comes, to work at 8, late maybe. Consider me, descended also from the mystery. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.